Saying hello again to Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo, the chair of the Board of License Commissioners, to get an update on the June 21st board meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for checking in with us. Appreciate it. You had your meeting on the first day of summer.
Certainly did. Yeah, we had a big meeting and all went well.
Excellent. Everybody was front and center?
The fire chief could not be there. Deputy Chief Barron was there for him. And Police Chief Paul Keenan was unable to attend. So Detective Paul Brown sat in for him. And so we got right to it with agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Marymount Association for a special permit for one-day liquor license for their events for the 4th of July weekend. July 2nd, 9 a.m., a freedom run and a freedom celebration with beer and wine from 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a 2.5-mile run on July 2nd that morning. And the freedom celebration from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They plan on having some food vendors, a pizza truck, time travel truck, and Craig's Cafe catering that event. And a July 4th parade at 12:30 p.m. And that was all represented by Mark Sauter. Mark Sauter has been an advocate for the Marymount Association for many years. And they do a wonderful job down there in Marymount for the kids and the families. And that tradition is going on strong now. That went through 5-0. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the Housenet Community Council for a special permit, one-day liquor license for two upcoming events. July 3rd, annual Family Fun Day on July 3rd on Edgewater Drive. And September 10th, Housenet Chowder Fest with beer and wine. So Aaron Cavan and James McCarthy are the sponsors of that. They do a great job every year. I can't believe we're already talking about events in September, no. But it is fast approaching. But Family Fun Day on Edgewater Drive is always a great family event down there in Housenet. And those went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Heritage Sports Ventures for a special use permit for the one-day liquor licenses for upcoming community events at Veterans Memorial Stadium. July 3rd, Drum Corp Event Day, August 19th, 20th, and 21st for a music festival and concert. Plan on having food trucks in their regular vendor. The day of the music festival, they are anticipating about 8 different bands from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So those were represented by Joe Cunningham, who is a representative of Heritage Sports Ventures, and they've done these types of events there at the stadium, and they're going to speak with the police and make sure that they're all safe and for the crowds that will be there. And that went through also 5-0.
Okay, very good.
Agenda item number four was hearing regarding the request of Widowmaker Brewing in partnership with the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for a special use permit for one-day beer and wine licenses for Kilroy Square Beer Garden, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, beginning Thursday, July 28th until Saturday, October 1st. This is the fourth year that Widowmaker has partnered with the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, and they have a beer garden down there at Kilroy Square. So for people that are out to get something to eat, they could stop there, and it's a nice venue out there. And the Townsend and Pearl and Lime are going to both do some food there as well.
It will be a festive atmosphere for sure.
Yeah. Tim Cahill and Ryan Lavery was there to talk about the Widowmaker Brewing Partnership and, of course, the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. So that's always a nice night out. And that went through 5-0. Agenda item number 5 was hearing regarding the request of the Board of Directors of the U.S. Naval Shipbuilding Museum, the USS Salem, for special permits, one-day liquor license in support of functions taking place on the USS Salem. And that was continued without prejudice until probably the July date. There are some logistics that the board of directors and the city inspectional services department and the fire department are just working through. And as soon as those are done, then we'll go on the record for those events.
Oh, okay. Is the ship still at the same location as before? Do you know?
It is, yes. Agenda item number 6 was hearing regarding the request of Waldwin Group doing business as Dunkin' Donuts for a common victual license as a result of an ownership change for the following Dunkin' Donuts: 550 Adams Street, 388 East Quantum Street, and 751 East Quantum Street. No changes to the existing operations. Clayton Turnbull was there. He will be owner and operator of those Dunkin' Donuts. He has some in Boston currently and looks forward to coming to Quincy. And that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number 7 here regarding the request of L. Raffery Market Inc. doing business as L. Raffery Mediterranean Market for a common victual license for the premise located at 35 Scammell Street. Proposed manager, Taha Zidane. It's going to be an Egyptian grocery store. So groceries, some prepared foods, things like that. That went through 5-0.
Oh, okay. Is this the old Webster's Eatery place? Do you know, Nikki? Not sure.
I think it's next door to that.
Okay.
I don't think it's Webster's, but next door.
That same plaza there.
Yes, in the plaza for sure. Agenda item number 8, Cam regarding the request of SWL Restaurant Incorporated doing business as Fantastic Seafood Restaurant for a common victual license for the premise located at 297 Newport Ave. Proposed manager, Sue Wong. 7 days a week, 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. This is an oriental food restaurant. The owner has a restaurant already in New Hampshire and wants to come down to Quincy and is looking forward to that. The site at 297 Newport Ave is already fitted as a restaurant. So they plan on opening soon. Just need to clean up and get a sign and things like that. And so attorney Chung Lee was there representing SWL Restaurant Incorporated and hopes to open sometime in July, and that went through 5-0.
Alrighty.
Agenda item number 9 here in regarding the request of Off the Hook Bar and Grill LLC doing business as Off the Hook Bar and Grill. John Galligan, manager, for an alteration of license premise at 1269 C Street to reflect outdoor dining and patio area of 1,625 square feet, which includes an additional new walk-up bar with four seats. The outdoor area accommodates seating for 44. Attorney Robert Fleming was there, and we received 18 letters in favor. However, we did receive a request for a continuance from a direct abutter. Due to the fact that that person could not get here yesterday, unfortunate, but we saw fit as a board to suggest letting Mr. Gallagher use his temporary extension of premise to use the 1,625 square feet of the patio. However, the new walk-up bar with the four seats has not come before the licensing board yet, and where the direct abutter was not able to be there, we asked that they hold off on using that until the direct abutter can be there. So for now, it's going to be what they've already been doing. There was a mix-up on the application that went to the ABCC for the patio, permanent patio, which was they put 300 square feet instead of 1,620 square feet in. And so it was approved by the ABCC for a permanent patio, but only for 300 feet.
Oh.
So we used the temporary extension of premise to alleviate that issue for the time being.
Okay.
So fixing the application and resubmitting on behalf of Off the Hook, but at the same time going to hold off on that walk-up bar outside until July.
Okay, very good.
And that went through 5-0 on the TEP. Agenda item number 10 was hearing regarding the request of Neon Beverage LLC doing business as Neon Market, 453 Kyle Roberg, manager for an off-premise package store, retail wine and malt beverage license for the premise located at 453 and 465 Washington Street in 857 Southern Artery. Alcohol sales will be from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays. The applicant also requests a common victualer license for the same location. The proposed premises is a 4,999 square feet single-story convenience store. Attorney Douglas Troyer was there. So we were looking for a motion for the wine and malt beverage store license for the premise located at 453, 465 Washington Street and 457 Southern Artery. And so attorney Douglas Troyer spoke on the new Neon Beverage LLC doing business as Neon Market. This is the corner that used to hold the cars for Tom O'Brien across the street in the Shred, which was a bank before that, if I'm not mistaken. They've acquired all that land there. They are going to do a convenience store and gas filling station. So that being said, there were some people there that definitely had questions and concerns. We listened to them. The attorney then spoke to some of the issues of the neighbors. It is abutting a residential neighborhood where they will be doing extensive landscaping and the lighting and storm water drain and things like that to help the neighborhood there. And same with the entrance and the exit. So I think to alleviate most of the concerns in the neighborhood, but it did go through 5-0. And then also same with the motion on the common victual license, went through 5-0. Agenda item number 11 was the same, Neon Washington Street, Quincy LLC, doing business as Neon Marketplace for a gas station self-service license, as well as a license for the related underground fuel storage for the premise located at 453 465 Washington Street and 857 Southern Artery. Proposed manager Kyle Roberg. Proposed hours of operation 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Attorney Douglas Troyer was there. We were looking for two motions. Motion for the gas station self-service license in the underground fuel storage tanks. They are, they were represented by Douglas Troyer, who talked about the underground fuel storage tanks and the self-service gas station license. All of the most modern technology will be used. If someone was to hit one of these fueling ports, they just shut off. If they drove away with the nozzle in their car, it shuts off. The vapors exhaust is got its own suction to alleviate that for the neighborhood. All EPA certified sensors on their tanks. You know, we do believe that they've gone above and beyond to make this a safe and convenient place for all the neighbors and the people driving through the Washington Southern Artery belts of Quincy. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was just by there yesterday actually and saw the area all roped off. It's one of, if not the most heavily congested intersection in the city.
Exactly. And it was a blight there for some time. The store is beautiful. It's a different concept for convenience. In this store, you can get hot meals. Mm-hmm. You can get, you know, any kind of drink, coffee, beer, wine. It seems like they're coming up with a new concept for Quincy, and we're happy to have them. So those things went through. In other business, that did conclude the agenda items in other business. Our July 19th license board meeting, we did have a conflict with a couple of people on the board. So we proposed rescheduling it to July 26th, which is going to happen. That went through 5-0. And our next hearing will be on July 26th.
Okay. And I'm guessing it'll be a busy one.
Yeah. Yeah. With fall stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We're only talking about September here in June.
Right.
December by July.
Exactly.
Very good. And these are back, we should just mention in-person meetings now, right?
In person. Yes.
Very good. All right. Nikki, appreciate that. Any city council news we should let folks know about?
Oh, well, we adjourned last night. And so we will for the summer break, and we won't be meeting again until September 12th. Our state primary is September 6th, the day after Labor Day. And on the governor's desk as we speak is... The new legislation to send out the mass mailing again. So just so folks be aware, that is planning on being mailed out on July 15th. So I do believe that the governor is going to sign that bill. And so for that, everybody should be receiving a postcard in the mail in and around July 15th, asking you if you wish to vote from by mail. So as soon as you get them, and if that's an option you want to take advantage of, you know, please sign it and mail it back to us, and we'll be sure you get your ballot in the mail just as soon as we get them in. We will be having early voting as well. We don't have all the particulars yet until the governor looks at the bill, and if he sees it fit, we'll get that information on our city website and off to you as soon as we get it.
Okay, early voting for both the primary and the general election?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Appreciate it, Nikki. Always okay. Great to talk to you.
Okay, you too. Take care. All right.
Enjoy your summer. We'll catch you at the end of July.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.